The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Dolly Parton announced yesterday she's making a $1 million donation towards coronavirus research. The money will go to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. She said her longtime friend, who's a doctor, has been involved in research there for many years, informed her that they were making some exciting advancements towards research of the coronavirus for a cure. So she decided to make a $1 million donation to help out that research and is encouraging others who can afford it to make donations. She also plans to do live readings of children's books from her imagination library every Thursday at 7 p.m.
This is the best book I've ever had read to me.
Can you imagine?
This
little
is incredible.
I'm
Dolly
just glued. I'm glued to the narration.
Exactly. It's weird that we're like 12, but we like books read to us.
That's fine if I read books all day long. Look, if you got titties like that.
Yeah. I don't care what you read.
I didn't hear a word she said.
Can you imagine Wee David if Dolly Parton was reading him bedtime tales?
I have a feeling Adult Dave is going to be tuning into this.
You know what? I'm like 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Mark it in my calendar.
Yeah, Dave, right before Dave goes to sleep.
Right at my bedtime.
I never cared about the little engine that could more in my entire life.
Yeah.
I got a little engine that could, too.
Dave's got the sheets pulled up over top of his entire body.
Yeah, or you just see a tent pitched right on his lap.
Okay. It's story time with Dolly.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, Amber. I'm watching Dolly.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So that, it starts tonight at 7 p.m. She's going to do it every Thursday night for 10 weeks. It's imaginationlibrary.com is the website link where you can click on to have Dolly read live to your kids.
I like the name.
You perverts.
Imagination Library. I don't know. To me, I just want to. I see like a unicorn with Dolly Parton and her big knockers riding across the sky.
Make the t-shirt now.
I'd wear that.
I know you would.
That's pretty popular, I'm sure. Popular shirt.
Huge knockers.
Here's some things. Porn is entering the late night game. Kinky version. It's been described as a kinky version of The Daily Show. And it's going to air on the X-rated streaming service Adult Time. It's called, and I love the name, Super Horny Fun Time.
Wow. Who's hosting it? Do they know?
Yeah, they mention it here. I've never heard of the person for Super Horny Fun Time.
Sounds like an anime program.
I know.
Super Horny Fun Time?
Super Horny Fun Time.
Yeah.
Kind of like the name.
I know.
I do. I love it. Time. I told you. Super Horny Fun Time.
That's all I've been looking for.
Who doesn't want that?
That's basically sums up every night for me alone.
That's what everyone needs, I guess.
Welcome to Chuck the Freak Super Horny Fun Time.
Super Horny Fun Time.
Oh,
stretch
no.
the hands.
Get them limber.
Yeah.
It's a great name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered if it was going to be some former like Playboy TV type. They have some shows where it's like actually like funny girls host some things, and I wonder if they were going to put a girl in the.
Well, here's what they say.
If I'm going to watch Super Horny Fun Time, I don't really want to watch a guy talking to me about Super Horny Fun Time.
They know that. Yeah. Because we are the Netflix of porn, we take our cues from mainstream trends. Our goal is to offer a daily talk show. Kind of like The Daily Show. It's our own talk show. We're going to have it on 7 days a week. Going to invite regular performers we work with to spend an hour live with our audience. The audience can treat it as an Ask Me Anything. They can leave questions in advance. They will get a solo show as well. By solo show, she means masturbation.
Yes.
For those that don't know.
And who is this?
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. It sounds like they'll have a rotating group of hosts.
Okay. Right? Yeah, because there was some show, and it was like a blonde girl. She did the whole show, she just stood there naked. And it was almost like a talk soup style show, but she was like nude the whole time.
Are you thinking about years ago Naked News?
No, not the Naked News. No, this was like it's like a famous porn star. It was like on Playboy TV, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I ever saw it on Playboy TV. I probably saw it on the websites that I would go to. And I was just like, man, what a weird concept. But it was kind of like delivering funny, like talking about a funny story and then like having like a joke. But the whole time it's just this naked girl.
Yeah.
You know? And on that show, I don't think they did end. There was no like solo show or anything like that at the end. It was just, I'm watching funny news and this girl is in great shape and naked.
Doesn't seem like you could focus on the funny news part.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be conflicting. Like, ha ha. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, would be.
That's exactly how it would kind of just go. Like,
yeah.
It's
serious.
Okay. It's hilarious. It's a conflicting emotion. Like,
yeah.
This is like,
wasn't that hard. You took it a little further than, you know.
It was just a bit.
Yeah. I was just watching him.
So they plan on announcing the guest on their site in advance and opening up the floor for members to leave their Ask Me Anything questions. Then a moderator will work with the guest, introducing them and ensuring the show moves along at a brisk pace. Super Horny Fun Time will be available to all Adult Time subscribers, whether you're a standard package user or a premium user. Annual subscriptions can set you back about $9.95 a month. It's actually a few bucks less than Netflix.
Do you think they'll have a song? Super Horny Fun Time.
I hope it's gonna be
kick-ass. Oh my god, that's amazing.
Wouldn't that be a good song?
Super Horny Fun Time.
Especially if it is all like Japanese animated out, like Super Horny Fun Time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Katie Morgan, by the way, is the porn star you guys are talking about.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Katie Morgan.
So she was the one. She had her like own show. So she they were really like pushing her to be like a
when was this?
Host of that.
What year?
At least I don't know what year it is right now.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? All I don't know when I saw this.
I'm just saying, like Playboy TV, that was
so long ago.
Was that really ever?
You'd have to look her up.
They tried.
There you go.
A long time
Playboy
ago.
Playboy TV, they tried.
Like
they
I said, I mean, I just it's hard to be flipping through the channels and then see a girl standing there nude and not at least
not
be
stop.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Was it the, I don't know.
There used to be a radio station called K6.
Yeah, I used to work there.
Did
you? Wish.
We
do wish. Well, that's where I will be working.
K6.
When this all blows up.
What is it? Sex Specials premiered August 25th, 2005 on HBO.
2005.
That sounds like something that you'd make.
Yeah, I don't. The problem is I have no idea what it was called. I have no idea what it was. It was just, it was like
was
a girl.
Because you had HBO in 2005.
You probably got to watch the
around.
She's like one that's become like almost like a radio host and stuff.
And that's what I mean. Like, so like, she was like, they really pushed her as a host of things.
Yeah.
And she could deliver, you know, like written words and was funny.
So she was actually funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Katie Morgan's sex specials. That's what you were talking about.
Okay.
I was able to back that up. 2005, 2006.
And I wondered if it was like, oh, are they going to push this girl again? Is this like her new thing or... You know,
yeah, a little flashback.
But like that's back when HBO was playing that kind of stuff. I don't even think they do it anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah, people are asking what was Naked News, and that's got to be
a long time ago,
2000, right?
Yeah,
got to be around then. It was actually an internet channel.
I bet it's still alive.
It's probably still live. You're right. They would find people to read the news to you and strip as they did it.
Like I bet there's great coronavirus coverage right now on Naked News. In fact, this may be the new way to get your coronavirus updates.
It's real news. So this is different than like the Japanese.
No, this was real news. A girl would start off like doing a newscast just like Dave. And then, but after every story, she would take something off.
Huh.
And by the end of the newscast, she was fully nude. And then it would be like, and over to you.
Because I've seen a bunch of videos where they'll like have like a girl and she'll be trying to read the news, but she's
things are happening.
She'll have a lot of trouble with the.
Yes, this is different. This is a flat out just normal news thing.
No, yep. Just nude.
We had, remember, we had a female and a male anchor. We had them on the show.
Yeah.
From the Naked News.
I do remember talking about the Naked News.
So 2007 was.
Yeah, I was going to say 2007. Because
this is the audition process for.
I don't know. You got to be careful.
Male anchor.
Yeah, careful, Dave. I'm not in charge of you.
What? I don't know if this will go well.
It says CBS News.
Oh, okay.
Right? only one will be a new nude.
Oh, so
it's tough finding appropriate people for our program.
Doesn't he look like the exact person that would own Naked News?
That's like a guy Sasha we had Baron on the show.
That was
the guy we had on.
Oh, that was. He was the anchor man.
He was the anchor guy.
He would also get nude, unfortunately.
If you believe Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles, you're not going to like this. If criminals hand over their deadly machine guns, they'll get a new computer.
I tried to just zone out everybody else and just concentrate on what I had to do so that I didn't get distracted. That was kind of hard.
At first, I was a little nervous just because there was kind of a lot of people, but it was really fun. And
is that what we need? It looks like it doesn't exist anymore.
No.
We should bring it back in these times. Maybe we bring back Naked News.
I can't believe they failed.
I volunteer to be the male anchor.
Oh, my God, amazing. I'm starting in right now.
I'll follow that grenade for you guys.
Yeah.
I'll be the lead male anchor on the Naked News.
I want all my news from James.
Straight from my dong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing for a while, but it looks like it's all gone.
It's gone, huh?
Yeah.
It was like a Canadian thing. It was like the Canadian news network.
It was picked up by Playboy TV.
Oh, okay. Good for them. I bet they made some coin off that. At least for a bit.
Trying to see if there's any actual video of it. Oh, this is... Is this one?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think this is a good idea. Probably. No. She's probably going to swear.
All right. Okay. Fine. I'm not going to play it just in case she swears or something, but... Yeah. It was a thing for a while.
Look at that. Ahead of its time.
It definitely was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
That guy looked like such a scumbag, whoever he was. He was like, you know, we're picking the talent today. I'm going to have sex with 35 women this afternoon.
He was the guy. I think it was his idea. He was like the host, but it was also like he was the guy behind it.
Oh, I don't remember anything about him.
No, we had him and a female anchor on, but I believe it was his like brainchild, but he also got nude and read the news.
When we first talked about it, they only had like one girl. It was like one main girl.
Yes, it was him and one girl. And then they realized we need a lot more hot chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot less dong.
Yeah.
Because people weren't tuning into his show.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, it was for the guys. It was for guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, that's right. And then I think they did like a gay Naked News, and then like a straight. They realized they got to separate. People didn't want to watch a traditional male and female news anchor get naked. They wanted gay guys wanted the guy, and straight guys wanted the girl.
Yeah. Mm.
So there. I don't know if they ever did a lesbian channel. Or not.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Scissor the news together.
Yeah, let's hope they did.
That's how you bring America together. You scissor the news.
Scissor in the news.
Scissor it up.
First scissor, first news.
It's a hole in the market, guys. I'm just going to say that
right
now.
We just identified it. Up.
Yeah,
oh, hole in the market. That's funny, too.
I'm in Machua.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
These are the heroes we need, I guess, in times like these. There's some guy outside of Walmart in Georgia handed out toilet paper and cash to people while dressed as a Power Ranger. A Walmart Power Ranger.
This guy's amazing.
Here's the story on this guy from WALB-TV.
Plenty. Yo, what is up, guys? Today we're going to be giving out toilet paper and money to people with all this going on, so I have some extra toilet
paper. It's a movie quality costume.
He's got a pretty sweet Power Ranger getup.
This YouTube video has now gained almost 4,000 views since being published last Tuesday.
Why a Power Ranger?
Because a little bit behind the Power Ranger suit is because I had bought it for my son's birthday party because he was really into Power Rangers. So I got it custom made. When I put on
Thing's
the suit,
awesome.
My son,
it's legit.
He was so happy.
It's a super legit.
Because my son was happy, I figured other kids would be happy too, and they were.
The 28-year-old father and husband says he gave out around 20 rolls of toilet paper and $80 in cash that day at Walmart.
I was reading that some people lost their jobs and because of all the coronavirus thing going on, so I just thought a little bit of money would also help them out.
What ended up being an afternoon of giving spawned from a conversation with his brother while watching YouTube videos. Their goal was simple: bring joy to children and help those in need, especially older people, during an international health pandemic.
I gained peace of mind because I'm like, I had some toilet paper in the house and it just bothered me that there wasn't people wearing toilet paper. I don't really gain nothing of this except that peace of mind. It made me feel great.
You might say Roberto is a living example of the saying, not all heroes wear capes. Reporting on Moultrie, Bobby Portavent, WALB News 10.
Did they say that he gave out 20 rolls of toilet paper?
Yes, so he did.
And there's four packs.
Five. Yeah,
so
he gave away five.
What are you doing for, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
The first five people that just walked up, you know, he's like, keep here's
how much
four
can
pack?
He get? He's like, us. He can't get his hands on a ton.
Hey, you
here's
don't want
$20.
Your,
okay,
you don't
we're
want
done
your
here.
Video to go too long, James. You know that. You got to keep that thing short.
But still, they're making the painting him out like he's the actual Power Ranger that saved the universe.
I know.
He handed out four packages of toilet paper. Thank you. Thank you for your service, sir.
I think with being quarantined and everything, like your mental state, it might be a weird thing to get toilet paper from a Power Ranger at Walmart. You'd be like, did that happen?
Did I dream
did that
happen?
I also feel like he just gave it out to just whoever was around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to really do it right, you wait, you see a senior.
Yeah.
Somebody
in
like,
need, you find out, then you hand it to them.
But then your senior comes back and you're like, oh, I got a Power Ranger, give me toilet paper today. And he's like, oh, she needs to go in a home.
Yeah, we lock her in a home.
She doesn't even know what a Power Ranger is.
She's losing. I don't know, it's a Japanese man.
It was some sort of superhero in the parking lot giving up. Gave four people
it was in
paper.
His pajamas. It was a Japanese pajama-wearing guy. I could tell.
He was wearing tights.
I don't know. He had a sword, for God's sake.
Some kind of goddamn superhero gave me a toilet paper.
But it's such a weird time, you guys, that our superheroes are handing us toilet paper. This is where we are now? That's their superpower?
There's no shortage of it. People just bought millions of it.
If I wasn't terrified of getting the coronavirus, I'd be out in a gimp suit handing out toilet paper.
Honestly, I was thinking my brain instantly went to all the different characters you could dress up as that, like, people wouldn't expect.
Just a sex gimp and just in the parking lot.
Right.
Like, you'd be arrested.
Yeah.
Totally. You need some help wiping.
You'd never get on the news that way.
Just your friendly neighborhood sex gimp.
I could lead you around on a leash.
Yes, please.
And please. I could be I'm like, Gimp, give him some toilet paper, Gimp.
I'll keep you safe. You can wear my dinosaur costume.
This is my
the
Gimp.
Dinosaur walking a Gimp and we're handing out toilet paper.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's the actual sign from the apocalypse.
Hey,
I think
listen,
it's in the Bible.
I'd take toilet paper from a Gimp right now. No question.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
You would.
I just keep picturing this reality that's like, you know, 5 years after everything unraveled and you're just like, it's been 2 years since I wiped my ass. Yeah, been surviving in the wastelands, just getting by one day at a time. Everything hurts right around my butthole.
And then I'll Power Ranger hands you a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh my God, a Power Ranger.
I'll construct my own bidet.
Right.
I would. Garden hose. I would. I'd drill a hole right through the
wall. So easy to get your butt clean.
And just hop in the shower.
Yeah.
You know what'll happen? Think about this, Dave, though, when as people are like running out and you have like a package of wipes.
Oh,
like
sure.
What kind of like that'll might save you from a Marauder King.
Oh dude, you could be king with that. You could start like some sort of community.
Like whoever's the best worker in my mine, cuz I'm going to have a mine.
You're going to need a doctor. You're going to need...
I'm going to have a gold mine and a salt mine.
Yeah.
Mine, and then whoever's the best worker, I'll give them one wipe a day.
Oh, wow. You get one wipe.
Hey, times are going to be tough, Dave.
Dude. Bastard.
One wipe.
One single wipe is like heaven.
Yeah.
All about staying comfortable at home during this lockdown, and that extends to everything you wear, because sales of wireless bras have doubled since the lockdown started.
Comfort.
These don't quite push them up as much as underwire bras, but they are a lot more comfortable. And, of course, that's if you're wearing a bra at all.
Who wears a bra at home? I mean, guess for just the meetings, I guess. Maybe if you're on a Zoom probably meeting.
Video
you
chats
a bra,
and stuff.
But you don't want to be uncomfortable.
I think maybe some people who's they're just like over, like they're big.
I
maybe
guess.
They gotta keep
know.
Them. They
a
gotta
lot of
keep
women
them.
Don't wear bras yeah. when they get home.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking like jugs.
I'm talking jugs. I'm talking jugs, Lisa.
You got
like
jugs,
maybe if you had a
bras.
Couple jugs and you just got to keep them contained because they're knocking stuff off countertops. And
yeah,
I don't know. I know myself. Like, I like to keep my stuff contained, like to keep it.
Is it feeling safe?
Yeah, like tucked away.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, even before we had kids, I won't do it with kids, obviously. But even before we had kids, I wouldn't walk around the house without underwear on.
Right. Like, I like to keep
underwear.
My stuff.
I'm still wearing underwear right now, even though I'm not at work.
Yeah. Mm.
He still yeah, hasn't stood up. Bra, he's though. Never stood up yet on camera. I'm just going to say that.
I will admit, true, one day true. I wore pajama pants. I will admit.
Come on!
Yeah, I did. I was like, forget it. I'm just wearing pajamas. That's when I was at my lowest.
Oh.
I'm just wearing pajamas. Well,
good for you. Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason God, and I were talking about how Dave is more dressed up to go to work than what we are, and he's just sitting in his basement.
But now the illusion's gone. Now we know
well,
just, he just
day,
he takes a shower, day. Takes a shower,
pajama pants,
puts pajamas. On a dress shirt, and then just pulls his pajama pants back on.
No, I'm a firm believer you got to keep a regular kind of routine. So I shower, I get ready, I do everything the same. But one day I was like, I can't do it. I just can't.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I couldn't muster myself.
I know the
up.
Day. I know.
Yeah,
the day.
It was dark. It started dark. Been trying to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
This woman said she always wears a jogging bra no matter where. She goes.
At home?
Yeah. So I guess, aren't those like super restrictive?
Yeah, I don't
think like squish your titties down?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's probably a personal preference thing on some girls. But
maybe it's like those little thunder jackets you buy for your dog so it like, keeps them secure. Maybe that's what's like, she's got thunder titties.
Feels like, yeah, it makes her less nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, loud noises.
If her titties are going all crazy. Then
hey, if they don't sell that, you guys, there's another product we could sell. Thunder titties.
I don't
to
think
keep you comfortable during a thunderstorm.
I don't think people need them.
That's an odd product.
Now, it'd be a good product if thunder titties was something like I would buy to comfort me, like a big like boob pillow that I can like just lay in during thunderstorms.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like,
or it's
where's
like
my thunder titties.
It's like a shirt that you put on, and it feels like there's a couple of boobs like resting up against your back.
Like now that. No, those are some thunder titties.
You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, I feel much more calm now when I sleep.
My anxiety just floats away.
That is some. I'm going to have to design some thunder titties, put it on my couch, like that's, lay my head.
You know,
be,
where
yeah.
it, I don't it's at work, I think, still, James. You bought
them. Oh, they're
me
in the cabinet.
Boot.
They're a Chuck.
Oh, I got them.
Test them out. See how it works.
Yeah,
maybe that's feel better.
The thunder titties. I just feel like that would be a comfort during these times.
Use it as a prototype.
If I could nestle my head.
It's funny to like be rolling through the wastelands, and that's one of your things that you carry.
Duck, what do you think? A thunder titties make you feel comfortable?
Oh, Calgon, take me away.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
Time
for bed.
There you go.
That's
all
like
you need.
Thunder titties.
Did it make you feel more calm?
Dream.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. The nipples really will help. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
There you go. Yeah.
This is such a wild thing to have just in a drawer.
Yeah, just looking at it, I can't believe how crazy it is.
I know you don't. You put that back there. Those are my thunder titties. I'm coming for them when this is all done.
Don't
I
you
might have drooled on them. You better clean it.
Get your Chuck juice off my thunder titties.
He does drool a lot in his sleep. I can tell you firsthand. Falls asleep on my chest all the time.
One of the things that's good about me.
Okay, all righty.
Those titties are looking half bad right now.
It's been a minute.
I can barely pay attention because those things are out.
Don't you even think about banging those
wow,
thunder
this is how desperate we are. A pillow-shaped as boobs is getting people totally distracted. Yikes.
I'm going to become like a titty and toilet paper zombie in the future.
I'm going to start.
Toilet paper.
I'll start renting that thing out.
It is a nice set. It is a nice set of knockers.
It is a really
when you set it down there, I was like, yeah.
Pronounced. Pronounced.
Nipples.
Yeah.
Kind of chilly in there, according to the pillow.
Yeah.
One day, millions of men are going to emerge from their homes again, and it's going to look like it's 1973. According to a men's style expert, since haircuts are pretty much not an option right now, long hair for men is becoming very popular, and it could stay that way once it's all over. And even though facial hair has been in style for a while now, it's becoming more popular as guys are growing their quarantine beards.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been growing these things for I've been growing an apocalypse look for probably about the last 5 years now.
But you even said, you know, your hair is going to be
wild.
Dude,
I'm getting pandemic hair. Today it was crazy. I'd like had a hectic morning and I got my pandemic hair and I'm like, I just can't. I'm going to look insane. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
No, that's fine because everyone looks insane.
I look
right
like
now.
A fat Charlie Manson.
I told you I could go either way. Either I'm just going to let it grow long, but my hair gets super thick, dude. I get my hair like thinned out when I get it cut because it gets so thick. Yeah. Either that, or I'm just going to go buzz cut.
I think a lot of guys are doing that. I think guys have more of a problem than women, maybe with us with the haircut part.
I think so because women, your hair's long, so you're just going to let it grow, get a couple inches longer, whatever. But yeah, guys, we normally keep it short. So like, I get my haircut every 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to affect me pretty damn soon.
There is a very awkward, it's a long time. The awkwardness between having a short haircut and deciding to grow your hair long. And because I grew my hair long and I had a buzz cut my whole life and I was like, finally, like, I'm growing it long for about a whole year. I look like a complete moron.
Oh, yeah.
Like it took a whole year before I didn't look like a dumbass. And then finally it was like, oh, thank God it's long enough that it actually looks okay now.
I literally kept putting off getting my hair cut because I like there's a certain length where I'm like, that's a cool. I look cool.
Yeah,
that's fine. I look all right. And then there's once it gets past a certain point, I'm like, I look mentally ill.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
I look like very like a king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
that. Bad. Like, not the cool kind of king.
No. No. Well, like an apocalypse
like
king.
Like a king from Cards.
Mm.
Like
yeah, so if I let my hair grow in the back, it'll look maybe a little mullet-like.
You should
but
go
But we won't
mullet.
Be able to tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
So you rock it out.
Yeah, you could have like a real long in the back.
It would be great if you have a mullet.
If I come back
I
with a mullet.
Amber was going to try and cut your hair.
I know, but
are
I'm
you
not.
Worried about
that? You scared about that?
That's a little
nervous.
Some second thoughts.
Dave's going to come back looking like Joe Exotic.
I'm like, please do.
The facial
please
hair.
Do. It's your chance.
Dave
it's your time.
David's Exotic.
It's time.
This is the time.
It is the time.
This is the time.
If I'm going to experiment with new stuff.
Well, who knows how Dave's going to be feeling, you know. Like, he's in isolation. He's losing it every day. It's further and further into madness.
Yes.
He may just start shaving the sides and growing the rest.
Like lines? Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Lines, I hope you do. Side, I hope
long
you
in
do.
The back.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
Dave Exotic could be coming to a screen near you
Dave
when
Exotic.
This is all said and done.
Hmm.
Yeah, because the woman that cuts my hair, she just, you know, is like, hey, listen, please stop calling me. I can't do anything for anyone right now.
Yeah, that's what all the hairstylists
you know?
Are saying.
So, like, just until this is done, please lose my number.
So I lighten my hair, obviously, and so my hairstylist is mailing me my color.
Yeah.
So I can do it myself on the roots. I'm like, that's awesome.
Lisa, you always
I got
get the
hook up.
You always get the hook. You always know. You're like, listen, I got this taken care of. I get this taken care of. I'm all set. Perfect.
Well,
I'm like, I got no toilet paper. I'm eating 3-year-old Indian butter chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look like Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
There's the difference. There's the difference between us right now. That's it. Lisa hasn't, nothing's really changed in her life.
Right. Lisa's had this stuff
going
on
to the
order.
Depths of the freezer and using a hose to wipe my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Different times,
different.
My friend.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Using a hose to wipe my ass. Yeah. The future sucks.
It does.
It's terrible.
It's not
it's terrible. It's not like in the movies. There's no fun.
No.
Yeah, no, we've all handled this differently.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here's another weird thing that's come out during all this. Americans are howling together at night.
Huh?
Oh, sure.
Yellies.
Howling.
Howling. Howling at 8 o'clock last night was heard across the nation
Come on,
from houses of Americans in isolation due to coronavirus.
Everyone's lost their damn minds.
No, they have. And it's happening so fast.
It's been 10 days.
Dude, it's only been 10 days.
Okay, listen. You got to listen closely to this, obviously, because it's outside. But I can't believe how many people are doing it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where is this at? Italy?
That's in Italy.
Denver. This was, no. That,
oh.
No.
Oh.
This says in Italy they serenaded each other. Here we are.
Oh, yeah, they sang there.
They actually have talent.
Mm.
Yeah.
They can sing.
Was the moon full or something, and that's what sparked them to do this?
Well,
or
here's
wait
here's
until
what
that's
happened.
The sound you hear, and then you know you're about to be attacked.
Well, that's scary. Sounds, yeah, it sounds like marauders to me.
I think that in The Walking Dead, there was like a group of people. They might have been the others that did something like this. Did they howl or something?
I don't recall.
I can't remember.
You think
here's
that's
how
all
it came out of it?
The howling is loosely organized through Facebook and Nextdoor groups. Motives for the howlers range from honoring healthcare workers to just feeling less alone at night, hearing other people howl with you. The Facebook group in 4 days grew to like 64,000 people. It just keeps growing. It was launched in Denver by two friends practicing social distancing measures, like staying inside and not gathering in groups. So they say every night at 8 p.m. in your time zone, take a minute, step outside, and let out a cathartic howl.
Don't do that.
My neighbors are already freaked out by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy, don't do it.
I'll scare all the old people around me.
They'll all have a heart attack.
Marauders are here. The wolves are here. They're here for my toilet paper. Oh, no.
Oh, it's tightening up.
Oh, the chest. I can't feel my arm. It's a stroke. That's a stroke.
Oh. Okay, so I know that people are going to do this wolf thing, but I'm going to be...
Are they?
So, no, but yesterday, so I was fixing a TV, and then I ended up going outside. And when I went outside, I heard bells.
Oh, no. You have the
like
bells?
Jingle bells?
No, not jingle bells, but like the tolling of bells. And then I started to hear pots.
Oh, no. They're a little band. They're doing a little...
No, it was like, it was clear that someone had bells and other people had pots and they were banging them. And it was right around 8 o'clock. So now I'm wondering if something, is there a thing in Michigan right now to like ring bells or
I don't know, I'm not
bang on pots and pans? Like they're trying to make it sound like they were bells. You could tell.
I don't know. I haven't heard that. I know that they were asking people at 8 o'clock to shine their flashlights toward a hospital. That was one of the things they were doing around here. But I don't know. Here's another. There's more tape of this happening in different places.
Good.
This was in Denver, that first one?
The first one. This one is from Idaho. It's like a jazz band in the background as well.
Somebody's playing jazz.
Oh, that's different. And this
I'd
is
be like,
another
shut
one.
Up!
This one's apparently from Atlanta.
If I heard that and didn't know about this news story, I'd bug out.
Yeah,
it's time.
Out.
I'd bug out, dude.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's wolf.
I'm like, everybody's lost it.
This is in Sausalito.
Well, you know now it's going to be here. It'll be in Michigan now.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to do... Listen tonight, 8 o'clock.
Listen tonight, the 8 o'clock howl. Oh, someone's like, I live in Tennessee, listen to you guys. Heard howling last night. Thought my neighbors were fighting dogs or something.
Fighting dogs.
But now this makes sense.
Yeah, the dogs are trying to take your stuff, I believe.
Isn't howling like, doesn't it? It basically, it's taken us, we're almost cavemen again.
Yeah, Chuck, like,
I've always said,
this disturbs me. It doesn't make me feel comfort. No, it doesn't make me feel less isolated. No. It disturbs me.
I've always said we're like a week away from becoming cavemen again at any point in life.
Oh, for sure. Well, like, we're going to look like it.
All we need is to have all the power fail.
Yeah.
All the systems shut down, and we are cavemen again. And this proves it.
But we're dumber than cavemen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because we've never had to do anything. Like, cavemen, you only live
if
you
could
take
down a mastodon with sticks and build a fire.
Yeah.
We're just
going
to be like,
help!
I want to eat my butt.
This is going to freak out the coyotes, too. Yeah. My area.
Oh, I feel
Maser.
Like they're going to move in. They're going to be like, all right, we're being called.
Someone said at 8 o'clock tonight, they're going to go outside and yell, shut the F up.
I don't like it.
I guarantee I will not hear anything in my area at 8 o'clock.
You don't think all your senior neighbors are going to...
No.
Out of the moon, Lise?
No, they don't have time for that.
No, they're not seeing any internet trends right now. So,
no.
Yeah. And now I wish I knew where Lisa lived. I could just cruise on by, get my megaphone out, and start howling.
No.
I know kind of where.
Yeah.
We could probably
get a general area.
Please do it.
James, go away.
Oh, my God.
Everybody ignore him. That's just my coworker, James.
I don't know him.
Everybody, it's Lisa's best friend.
He's not my best friend.
No one knows what I do around here.
They talk fashion and honks all the time.
Alan for hunks.
We do talk hunks.
Someone said, I heard the same thing last night. I thought it was a yodel, so I yodeled back.
It's funny to try to communicate back when you hear say,
So yeah, Chuck, what you heard, people are saying it is at every night they're encouraging hand clapping or pop banging or something to thank essential workers.
Okay, so there was something going on.
Guess how you
near
can
me.
Say or help essential workers. Stay your ass inside.
Yeah,
there you go.
Stay inside. Stop
that's
going
how you
outside just because the sun came
you
out.
You have to bang pots and pans and
yeah, that does nothing for them.
Stay away from people.
Right. Stop getting corona.
Someone said in Massachusetts, I heard howling last night, so I pulled out my 12-gauge shotgun and I fired it off. Howling stopped. Don't F with me right now.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Stop with your howling.
Yeah. The second I hear gunshots, I'm going in.
Oh, yeah.
And locking the doors and hiding the basement.
I got some stuff ready.
Dude.
It's eerie.
It's very
I don't like
eerie.
It. It's
like
not
it.
Comforting.
Very eerie.
It's all we could come up with.
That's it. In other words, we're too stupid.
The 8 o'clock owl?
Jeez.
Too stupid. Instead of,
wouldn't it have been better to just go outside and yell thank you really loud? Like, so at least you seem like a human still?
Yeah, instead of some sort of wild creature.
You know, like,
pack of wild
animals. Yell thank you. Yell thank
you. Or sing that Alanis Morissette song.
No, don't
thank
do that,
thank you,
Dave.
India.
No.
Nope.
Thank you,
Tehran.
No.
No, Dave, bad idea.
Dude, that's when you'll find me in Alaska. People start singing
when I start.
That. Alanis Morissette, I'm going to the middle of
thank
Alaska.
Thank you.
No, that's when I start marking down houses. I'm like, okay, that person was singing Alanis Morissette, so was that. They're easy targets. I'm going to take all their stuff one day.
They're Alanis Morissette fans.
Yeah, I'm for sure I'm getting all their supplies.
But this is definitely taking off. Someone listening in North Carolina heard it last night, too, didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, our listeners all over the country have been hearing it. Jackson County, everywhere.
Well, and like I said, all it's going to take is for us to talk about it. And now people will be howling here like mad.
Yeah, it's going
to get crazy. They'll be howling here like mad. People listening to us have been waiting to howl for a long time.
Yeah.
Just something
right.
to do. And howling will be it.
So the World Health Organization is saying, you never thought you'd hear this from the World Health Organization, but they're saying, hey, play some video games.
Yeah.
They are being prescribed as a recommended treatment for our ongoing homebound existence brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Game makers from Activision Blizzard to others began kicking off a new initiative titled hashtag Play a Part Together to encourage people on how to entertain themselves and also practice social distancing. This has been supported by the World Health Organization. This is noteworthy because they previously designated video game addiction as an official mental health disorder.
Well, and it is, but it's going to pay off in the end for those people. Like, if only I was addicted to video games like I was when I was 22. Like, and I could spend 14 straight hours in playing a video game and just die to go to sleep and then wake up and just play another 14
Non-stop.
Straight hours,
yeah.
You know, like. Man, those were the times.
So that is crazy. I don't have that same desire I used to like that.
I think
where
it probably
like
goes away with age. Right?
Hours and hours. Yeah, I think so. There's something too. Because I can do like 2 or 3 now, hours probably.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm like, I got to stop.
They say video games can not only be a good diversion, but also a way to connect socially with friends and family while at home. Many games played on computer game consoles like Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, all have games you can play with others in the house or via online connections. And many games played on smartphones and tablets are social pursuits as well. So they are saying that it is actually a pretty good thing right now if you want to play some video games.
This is how Rowan and his friends are staying connected. It really is. They're playing Call of Duty Warzone. They're playing, you know, all these different games, and they're, you know, chatting the whole time, making fun of each other, and staying connected.
Does he like games more than he used to? Because I thought he was more into sports.
Yeah, he does. He claims he's better than me now.
Oh.
Not yet. Call of Duty.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Is he one of those hackers?
I wish. Teach me. Teach me how to hack. Young ones.
Speaking of video games, though, NBA star Kendrick Perkins says he tried to use his credit card, but it was declined because his son racked up 16 grand in charges on Fortnite.
He's got all the drops. He's got all the skins.
$16,000, you guys. Here's what he had to say about it.
The thing is, listen to this, Cass. I hate video games, okay? My kids drive me crazy with it. I do not indulge, like, they drive me crazy because in my house is nothing but Fortnite, NBA 2K. It just drives me crazy. Quick story. I get my credit card bill back, right? I go to the store, I go to buy some credit card decline. I'm like, what I have to use is I just paid it. Come to find out, I got $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on my credit card. Ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm cool on Fortnite. I do not indulge in video games.
How much?
$16,000. And it was buying skins every day, whatever that is. I don't know, even know what it is. I had to dispute the charge, and I was like, you know what? Forget this video game stuff. So they don't even talk to me about it.
Yeah. I don't 16,000. Even
want to. That's really.
What, did you buy like 10 of everything? 16 grand. That's, I can't, I
don't know. Are you buying your friend's skins?
You buy like every single skin, every single emote, every single like spray thing. Like, how do you rack up a bill that high?
My guess is that he did. It probably wasn't just Fortnite, because I know those, like the NBA games, the MLB games, all those things, they have those.
Oh, so they're buying stuff in a bunch of different games, but to him, it's all just Fortnite.
To him, it's all Fortnite. Yeah, to him, it was all video game charges, so it's all Fortnite's fault, and he's buying skins. But, like, I know Rowan will come to me, and he'll be like, Dad, please, please, Dad, please. And I'm like, what? He's like, I just need, if I don't get 10 bucks right now, if I don't get 10 bucks right now so I can get this.
He's going to be behind in the battle pass.
Well, that, or I need a diamond player for my MLB card collection. It's like, oh my God, you know? And then I'm like, okay, well, go do that, and I'll give you 10 bucks.
There you go.
And then you can get your little diamond player.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, my kids know not to ask me for anything when it comes to video games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very, very rarely will I agree to that. Otherwise, I'm like, no, you're not spending virtual money on a virtual game.
Yeah, it's hard for me because I'm a video game guy, and I want all that stuff, too. So I understand. Like, I'm like, well, I do understand it.
Dude, I dropped 10 bucks on a unicorn that I could ride around in the video game that I played.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, somebody donated the money to me, but I still.
Right.
You know.
But still.
You spent 10 bucks on a virtual unicorn.
I did, and it's magical. It's gorgeous. The most mythical unicorn in all the realm, Dave.
It is.
It helps the mayor of Guntown smoke noobs.
Yep.
Dropping bots like a mofo.
Yep. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous steam.
Effing stuff up and sending them back to the lobby to get some snacks.
I know we've talked about this before, but Chuck, can you imagine if your dad, like, let's just flip the switch here, and let's, not 16 grand, let's just say you spent $1,000 on a video game when you were younger.
Dude, you could have said $100.
Yeah, I was going to say even
you could have said $100.
Can you imagine how the Bryster would have reacted if you spent $100 in your game and it went to his credit card?
I would have been like, Mom, what's Dad doing digging that big hole in the backyard? No, seriously, he's been out there for a long time. Just keeps digging. He's digging down. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing. He's...
Seems mad.
Seems real upset. No, he's calling me out there. He wants me to go outside. Wonder what he wants. Maybe he wants a place
some catch.
He's a hand.
No, he needs some. He's waving me down. It's really important. I'm not sure I should go out there. He looks furious.
No, man. Video games were different back then. They've realized how to get kids to spend money now. Yeah. You know, back in the day, it was hard enough for me to, like, Dad, please, 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 can I get Legend of Zelda? Please let me get Legend. Can I get the gun that goes with the Nintendo? Please, 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 please. It was so hard. And he would be like, nah, bye. No, 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 no. And my mom would crack every once in a while and she'd get me something.
Yeah, games are typically, you'd get one, like, for you get games for your birthdays.
Yeah,
you get games for Christmas and maybe some other fringe holidays where, like, the Easter Bunny comes and stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
That was it. And you played the game. But at the same time, once you own the game,
it's yours.
There was no other way to make money for them. Like, right. They figured out, like, you're going to, wait a second, we're going to sell them the game.
Right.
Yeah. And then every month, we're going to charge them $10 to play. Okay.
Now they give you the game for free.
Yeah,
you get the game for free.
Yeah.
But then if you pay the $10 a month, you can unlock all these cool things and have all these fun things to show off to your friends. And then if you want to go above that, you can just buy these things that you might not be good enough to unlock to show off to all your friends.
It's they've capitalized on the vanity of youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and myself.
That's great. I've spent some coin on stupid things.
I know.
It's breaking me.
I bet.
I've always got the coolest skins.
Yeah, I know it. I understand it. That's why it's hard for me to, like, fully say no to Roan, but I'm trying to make him understand he's got to, like, work for stuff. Yeah. You got to go do something.
To earn it.
To earn it.
Yeah. This guy doesn't have to beg his wife. He says, his parent. He has to beg his wife, he says, to get diamond players in his set deck.
Yeah, so he's going after diamond players, too. I get it. I had a full diamond team. I understand it.
Someone else said, I used to save my lunch money. I would just starve myself at school to buy the newest video game I needed. Then I'd skip school to go pick it up and play it.
I did that a whole year in ninth grade, where my mom would give me like $4 for lunch. She'd be like, here's your $4. I'm like, oh my God. Mm. Guys, I get $4 a day. I packed it away, but I bought comic books back in the day. I would go at the end of the week, I'd go buy comic books.
There was one year where I would save my lunch money to buy a Dungeons & Dragons, like, Dungeon Master starter kit. I was so embarrassed to even talk about this. But, like, I literally went, like, 3 or 4 weeks, because I would buy, my parents would give me money to buy lunch, like, 2 or 3 days out of the week.
Yep.
Like, right. And the rest of the times, I would have to bring it in. But I was only given, like, $2.
Yeah.
So all these weeks, $2, $2, $2, it'd be 3 days a week. I'm sitting at lunch just like, if there's anything you guys aren't going to eat from your lunch, I will eat it. As long as your mouth didn't touch it.
Yeah.
You know, so then I got dudes giving me fruit snacks and things like bagels from their like little chicken nugget tray that they weren't going to eat.
Yeah.
That's how I survived.
You guys are way more disciplined than I was. I was just such a fat little bastard. I was like, I can't do it. I don't have the discipline.
Oh, man.
I got to eat lunch.
No. I would, I had a system. I don't want to give it too much away, but I had a system. You could go sit down next to ninth graders. They'll feed you.
Oh. By force.
Yeah.
Looks like you got a delicious candy bar there, kid.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.